The 2004 Nobel Prize in Literature has been announced. As always, there was much speculation who the winner might be. Possibly a woman, because a woman hasn't won since 1996. A Syrian-Lebanese poet was a favorite, because no one from the Arab world has won since 1988. American novelist Philip Roth was suggested. But as it almost always does, the Swedish Academy managed to surprise. This year's winner, Austrian novelist and playwright Elfriede Jelinek. Joining us to talk about her now is NPR's Netta Ullaby. So who is Elfriede Jelinek?
Well, Elfriede Jelinek is Austrian, and she's really young for a Nobel winner. She's only 56. She comes from a bourgeois Catholic family, and she's very interested in criticizing class. Her father was a Czech Jew who worked for Austrian industry during World War II, and he died mad. Jelinek's work is invested in exploring power from a Marxist-feminist perspective, and they're often seen as allegories of the past. Two of her favorite themes are rape and sadomasochism, and she's not shy about using fairly two-dimensional characters, like corrupt, degenerate factory owners, to illustrate her take on society. Her works are described in ways that don't exactly make, at least me, want to run out and read them. They're all sort of along the lines of, not for the squeamish, extremely psychologically disturbing, or they make your blood run cold. On the other hand, Jelinek is also described as fiercely intellectual, a charismatic writer, and a masterful wordsmith who borrows freely from popular songs, comic books, and science fiction films, no word on whether they are ones that star her countryman, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
You know, I gather that Elfriede Jelinek has also been called Austria's best hated author. Now, why would that be?
Well, her books, as I mentioned before, are extremely disturbing. Her best-known one is most likely The Piano Teacher, which was written in 1983. It's a twisted story about an elderly piano teacher obsessed with grooming her daughter into a concert star. That doesn't work out, and so the adult daughter shows more of a talent for picking up dangerous men, having dangerous sex, and mutilating herself. The Piano Teacher was made into a movie in 2001 that starred Isabelle Huppert, and it did quite well at the Cannes Film Festival. Jelinek, by the way, is an organist.
Has she written anything that Americans might know, might recognize?
Besides The Piano Teacher, she's written a couple of novels called Lust and Women as Lovers. She's also written a number of plays that were widely performed in Europe. She's written radio plays, the libretto of an opera, and stories that are set in anonymous Austrian villages that could pretty much stand in for anywhere.
And why did the Academy pick her now?
That's a little bit of a mystery. Her theoretical position feels very mired in the 1980s to me. It's certainly passed from fashion. Talking about the oppressive nature of men is perhaps not irrelevant in a war-torn world, but you might have expected the Academy to have picked someone with a fresher, more global take, rather than what feels like a sort of old-line intellectual European perspective. That said, the Swedish Academy did single out Elfriede Jelinek, and this is a quote, for her musical flow of voices and counter-voices in novels and plays that with extraordinary linguistic zeal reveal the absurdity of society's clichés and their subjugating power.
Well, getting the Nobel for Literature is quite a big deal. You get a lot of publicity, obviously. Is it likely to increase the demand for her books in this country?
We're expecting booksellers across the nation to be running out and stocking up on The Piano Teacher right now.
Netta, thanks very much.
Thank you, Renee.
NPR's Netta Ullaby on this year's Nobel Prize for Literature.